I just don't like the praise team. No, I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't like all those people in the choir stand. They're full of phonies. Are you in church because of the people in choir stand? Please don't come to church because of me. You will be in big trouble. Are you listening to me? Because I will do something. You don't serve God because of man. You serve God because you love him. Because he heard your cry. Because he pitied every groan. Nobody know like you know what God has done for you. Are you still here? You're here to worship God, not man. Where people would tell me, Pastor, the reason why I don't come during praise worship, I don't know most of the song. I don't know the words. Well, that's why we got big screen. That's right, sister. There is no excuse. If the truth be told, I don't know most of the song myself, but I can read. And that put it so big, even Ray Charles can see it. Amen. You ought to be grateful. Many churches don't have no big screen. See, many of us, we will get to heaven and God will say, that ain't right. Not only do I give you a good church, I'll give you a big screen, I'll put the lyric, what else? But you refuse to say thank you. Some people will say, I'm just going to be honest with you, Pastor. I just don't like the kind of song. I don't like all this contemporary stuff. I like old song. I'm from the old school. I grew up with old song. I'm old. I sing old till I die. But the Bible says, sing a new song. Ain't that something? So we have to be willing. You got to be willing and you got to be obedient to eat the good of the land. Are you still here? People will tell me, well, Pastor, I was going to come. They say, but I heard you already moved my niece. My niece not going to sing the solo. I heard my niece not on the program. We ain't got no program. What program? Many times when I come Sunday, I have no clue who's going to sing. I have an appointment with God. I'm coming to visit with God. I don't care who is going to preach. I don't care who is going to sing. Some people will call the church office. You know, you all need to tell me who's preaching today. And who is preaching, determine whether they're going to come on. You see why? This is the reason why we stay sick. This is the reason why we stay defeated. This is the reason why we are average and not above average. We got to change our thinking. It's not about your knees. This is not a place of entertainment. It's a house of God. When you say, I'll come in just for the word, you see, that means, you see, I told you long ago, now say this and shut up. I told you long ago, there are two kinds of people in the world, givers and takers. When you say, I just come to hear the word, what you're saying is that I'm a taker. I make sure they know how to time it. They know exactly when the pastor will get up. And then they begin to walk and racing their...
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, let us read it together. It says, now faith is what? The substance of things hoped for, that's tomorrow, and the evidence of things that are not seen. Those are things that, even though they are not seen, there's some evidence that it's there. I want to talk to you today about now faith. Not right now faith. Now faith. The grass will wither, the flower, it will fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. I want to talk to you today about now faith. Now, when we talk about now faith, we think that Paul is concluding the matter, or we think we have been taught at times that he's talking about right now. And it is, in some cases, faith is right now. You got to have it right now. But it does not mean that what you hope for will appear from nowhere. That it will appear immediately. He says, faith is the substance of things that are hoped for. Though you can't see it, you just know that it's there. Here is what Dr. Martin Luther King said one time. Dr. Martin Luther King said, you don't need to see the staircase, you just need to take the first step. In the cases of your life, in the days of your life, you must take the first step without seeing the step.
Amen.
That's what faith is.
That's right.
You're telling God, I trust you. You see, faith is like your computer. You turn your computer on, and your computer has to connect to the satellite, and the satellite connects it to your Wi-Fi, and all of a sudden, things start happening. Are you with me yet? Your faith has to have something, your belief have to have something to connect to. When you have faith in God and you act upon that faith, God moves. You've been asking God to move in your life. I'm going to preach this today. You've been asking God to move in your life, and God is saying, you have faith enough in me, and I will. The reason why some of us never move from where we are in life is because we never have faith in God. Say it all of the time. I use it as an illustration. Pastor Smith, I use it. I tell people to get up. They stand up, and I say, sit down, and they sit down, and they never give it one single thought that that inanimate object, which is called a pew, will let them down. If we have that much faith in an inanimate object, why can't we have just a mustard seed of faith in God? Y'all gonna talk back to me today? God tells us that he's going to feed us. God tells us that he will heal us. God tells us that he will deliver us. God tells us that he will walk with us, that he will talk with us, that he will provide for us, that he will fight our battles, but yet we will not trust in him. Why wouldn't I have faith in a God that has never lost a fight? Why would we not have a trust in a God that can take an army and break them down from 32,000 to 300 and win a battle? Amen. Talk back to me if you can. You heard about Gideon, didn't you? 32,000 soldiers. God said, you got way too many for your faith to manifest. Here's what you need to know. Faith is what took a little boy's lunch that will only feed one person with two fish and five loaves of bread. You do know that numbers doesn't mean anything to God. Am I talking to anybody? Am I talking to anybody that your outcome is bigger than your income, but yet you living on Easy Street and got it made Boulevard? You're wondering today, those of us, there are some of us who our outcome is bigger than our income. Are you with me yet? And yet, everything is still paid. Do you remember the God that you serve, don't you? You remember when you were unemployed, but yet he still kept things going. In fact, in some cases, if you really want to testify and tell the truth about it, you ate better then than you were when you were. Is there anybody here that don't mind standing up testifying? They put me out and God put me right back in. I was down and the God that I serve came along and picked me right back up. I'm in a position where they said that I would never have, I would never hold, and I'm unqualified for, but yet I'm over some folk that are qualified and more educated than me. Woo! Took you from, why wouldn't you serve a God that took you from rubber heels and put you on rubber wheel? Why wouldn't you serve that God? Why wouldn't you serve a God that can take you from something all the way up, from nothing all the way to something? Why wouldn't you? Well, let me tell you, there are some folk that's unemployed that serve the Lord. They're getting their nails done, they're getting their hair done, they're getting their hair cut, they dressing better than they dressed before, and apparently they hadn't gotten a memo yet that they are unemployed. It might not be them that need to get the memo. It might be some of us who don't trust in God. Maybe it is that we haven't gotten a memo that he's a God that will provide. Somebody call him Jehovah Jireh. He'll provide in the most dark places. He'll provide in the most empty places. Are you with me yet? He'll give you water in dry places and keep you cool where it's hot. Faith. Come here, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I need just three witnesses, and I'll go back and get one more in just a minute. But there are three witnesses said, Oh, Neb, we've tried the God that we serve way before you came to Jerusalem and got us. Way before we saw our mom and our dad talk about this God that had brought them from the Passover. We know about him, so therefore, even if we go into the fiery furnace, we know that he still have the power to deliver us. Is there anybody here that's ever been in a hot place? You do know that God shows up in the places where it's hot. Somebody didn't get it yet. You know that when it was hot in your life, when it was rough in your life, and it was tough in your life, long as it was cool, God said, you all right? But Jesus showed up with the air conditioning when? Let me me hurl on, lest I shall overload your wagon. Watch this. Paul says, he says, listen to the Hebrew church. He says, now faith. He says, first of all, boys and girls, let's get what faith is. He says, we really can't figure out what it is. We can just give you a description of it. Nobody has really been able to figure out what it is. They've just been able to give you, nobody that really has faith can tell you what it is. They can say that they can give you a description of it. They can say that, let me tell you what it does. I can tell you that when I was hungry, it fed me. He says, now faith is the substance. He says, I took the liberty upon myself of looking up the word substance. What does substance mean in the Hebrew and from the Hebrew transliterated from Hebrew to Greek to the English? Because you do know that words change. In English, he said, now faith is the substance. In English, it means a substance. Substance means substance. It means something. But here in the Hebrew and Greek, are you with me yet? I know somebody said, well, he can't even speak English. What do you mean trying to, well, he's trying to speak Hebrew. But what it means in Hebrew and Greek after it's transliterated, it really means, now faith is the realization. Now let me take it to Ebonics. It's real. Faith is the realization of things that are hope for. Now there's an evidence, because God, he is so gracious to us as to provide evidence of the things that are not seen. First, we see in now faith, watch this, we see that faith is a firm persuasion and expectation that God will perform all that he has promised to us in Christ. Somebody ought to shout about that. Whatever God has promised to us in Christ shall come to pass. Because the Bible says that God is not slack on his promises. God never makes a promise that he knows that he cannot keep. In fact, every promise that God made, he promised that he was going to send and give us his only begotten son. He came. He promised us that that son would come to heal the sick, raise the dead, give the blind sight, feed those that are hungry, lift those that are downtrodden. Are you with me yet? Fix and fail. Broken and make and fix broken hearts. He promised us that the Son would do that, and he did it. He promised us that Christ would die on the cross, and he did. He promised that he will rise on that third, on that first, are you with me yet? On that great getting up morning, he rose victorious, and he did. He also promised you and I that we shall sleep in Christ, but when the angel shall sound the trumpet, that the dead in Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the Bible says, Paul says, for we know not yet what we shall look like, but we do know that when he appear, we shall be like him. Is there anybody here that know what I'm talking about? The evidence of things that are hoped for. We hope and we know that the Lord will perform. It is a firm persuasion. Now, with this persuasion comes an expectation. Every Christian, everyone within the sound of my voice, from now on, you're supposed to wake up and walk in expectation. I don't know how God is going to do it. You're supposed to walk with that. I don't know when he's going to do it. I don't know in what vessel he's going to do it through. You have to walk in knowing that I just know he's going to do it. No matter what the situations might, what the circumstances might look. Am I talking to anybody today? No matter how bad it might look, no matter how pressing, no matter how things may look in your life. Let me tell you something. Just because you still has the symptom don't mean that you are not healed. Woo! somebody didn't get that one yet. You might still have the headache, but don't worry about it, because in God's time, he knows when he want to take it away. There might be something in the pain that he wants you to understand, because sometimes the pain can make the promise even more. Watch this. Watch this. It is a firm persuasion that God will perform all that he has promised in Christ, through in us, through Christ. Secondly of all, now faith. Secondly of all, faith challenges your logic. Faith challenges your logic. So you see, with us, one and one equals two. With God, two fishes and five loaves of bread can feed 5,000. With us, Adam and Eve is two. With God, it's now 7 billion. Somebody didn't get that yet. From what they say, the best that they can do is 7 billion people on earth from these two folk. Are you with me? With us, 32,000 is enough. Yeah. With God, 300 is more than he needs. Watch this. Faith challenges logic. There are things that are going to happen in your life that you totally don't understand. I know that I'm talking to somebody, because there are some times in your life where God has worked it out in a way that you never thought of. You never imagined that he would work it out. But let me help some people here. You need to be in expectation, because there's some things that God is working out in your life, or already has worked out in your life. See, you live in the now. God live in the way out there. And you're going to come out of this situation, you're going to say, I know. In fact, you're going to come out with two things: but God. It challenges your logic. Thirdly of all, and lastly of all, now faith, thirdly of all, faith manifests in turbulent times. somebody ought to go to shout. If you need a car and you got $25,000, what you need with faith? Somebody not hearing me today. Is this mic on? If I got $25,000, when I walk up on the car lot, what I need faith for? I got $25,000. I can just about get what I need off of there. But if I walk up on the lot, and I've talked to the Lord about it, are you with me yet? And the Lord woke you up that morning and told you to go to that particular place. I wish I had three believers. You might have been riding with your friend and said, well, you go, girl, go over here. And the Lord led you to that place, knowing that your credit score is not exactly what it's supposed to be, or that's what you think. But God is behind the scene manipulating the circumstances. I need to talk to somebody and tell them what favor really is. Favor is God standing behind the curtain manipulating the circumstances to always work in your favor, to where everything works out on your behalf. You go in it one way and God bring it out another way. Here's what favor really is. Favor is when the enemies come to you one way and flee seven ways. It manifests in turbulent times. What do I need faith for when I got $2 over rent money? Faith shows up when you don't have what you need. And you simply have to say, throw your hands up and say, Lord, I need you. Not tomorrow. Not later on. Not later on tonight. Children don't have anything to eat. Rent is due. Car note is due. Insurance is up on me. And I don't know what I'm going to do. And it is then that you throw up your hands and say, Lord, I need you to show up. If there are three people here that don't mind testifying, he showed up, and in some cases, not when you want him to, not when you expected him to. Late is nothing for God. He showed up right. Mortgage people knocking on the front door. God show up in the back door. I wish I had three believers. Electric folk knocking on the front door. God show up on the cell phone. I'm trying to get somebody out of this fear because you're scared. Yeah. And that's what Satan has been using on you. Satan had you fragile. Satan had you paralyzed. I want to bring you out of that fear. God says, I'll show up in the most turbulent times of your preach, Reverend Turner. I'll show up when the doctor has walked in and says, there's literally nothing that we can do for your situation. There's no specialist. We don't understand it. But God shows up, and here you are in church early Sunday morning shouting. Somebody ought to say, thank you, Jesus. Put you in places that they never said that you'd be in. Round folk that they never thought that you'd ever be around. From the pit all the way to the palace. Did there anybody here ever been in the pit? Maybe you've been in it and you just didn't know it. But the pit is when you were down and depressed. But God took you all the way to the joy that you have right now. That's why y'all ought to be shouting, this joy that the world didn't give it to me. And the world sure can't take it away. Come what may, I'm still gonna worship him. Come what may, this is where you ought to have a shout at. I might not have the finest of cars, might not eat the finest of food, but when I leave out of this life, at least I'll come out of this thing saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wish I had seven folk that didn't mind shouting. Hallelujah. Well, I'm through now. I'm going on home. Hallelujah. I know I wish I had some folk that wasn't ashamed. Say hallelujah. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, I thank God I'm not as bad as I used to be. Excuse me, hold their hands. Excuse me, touch a neighbor, say, neighbor, thank you. You prayed for me. Wish I had three believers. Your neighbor said, neighbor, don't worry about it. Trouble don't last always. The trouble not gonna last. Touch your neighbor, said neighbor, it came with an expiration date. Thank you. Help me today. Now faith. Now. You see, when you walk out of here today, you say, well, you know what? I've got